Well, okay, welcome back to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. It's time for everybody's favorite new game, Who Said That?
All righty, we do it on Fridays, and we do it usually during the 5 o'clock happy hour. Your opportunity to win $50, your choice to Nick and Jimmy's El Patron Mykonos. Of course, Mykonos features delicious Greek cuisine, El Patron restaurant and cantina. They serve the traditional New Mexican dishes, the patio, absolutely fantastic. And, of course, Nick and Jimmy's, they've got something for everyone at Nick and Jimmy's. So it's a game we call Who Said That? You call in, we get you onto the show, we drop a soundbite on you, and we say, who said that? And if you get three in a row, we'd be here all day. Three in a row, you get $50, the gift certificate. To Nick and Jimmy's El Patron or Mykonos. So that's how we play it. Let's do an example, Mike. Let's do a little dry run here. Okay, Bob, we got you on the show. You know how the game's played? Yep, I know how the game's played. So here you go, Bob. Who said that?
We're looking at opening a big can of worms in terms of how many penalties, what we're putting on the officials once again in terms of their judgment, and how in a league where you really don't get to practice tackling at the same levels you used to, how are you going to change behavior?
Okay, Bob, who said that? That's going to be Chris Mortensen. All right, cut number. There you go. That's how we do it. See, it's easy. On all these sound bites, as I said, we've played them on the show here. Okay, so if you've been tuned in 3 hours every day, shouldn't be a problem. 994-1017 is the phone number. It's called Who Said That? All right, first up, our first contestant, our first competitor this afternoon is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good, Bob. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic, Matt. Looking forward to the big weekend, Easter, Good Friday, all that. So it's good to have you on board.
Let's do it.
You know how to play. So here we go, Matt. Cut number one, Mike. Matt, who said that?
For those who follow me on Twitter, they know that I, every time the referees are at a video monitor reviewing a play, I take a picture of it usually during a game and I put hashtag drink. And Mountain West officials, the game's not official until the Mountain West referees are standing in front of a video monitor, and I've been doing that for a couple years.
Matt, who said that?
Jeff Grammer.
Jeff Grammer. Oh, he's off and running. Fantastic job there, Matt.
Thank you. That wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't easy, and now I'm concerned because we're counting on about 20 minutes for this segment. Mike's shaking in his boots in there.
Whoa.
Pretty darn good.
Come easy on the second one.
I think he just dialed it up a notch is what happened there. Here we go, Matt. Cut number two. Who said that?
Not change. Dollars.
Ooh, good work.
That's what they should demand. Because gone are the days where people can say, shut up, you should be happy that you have a scholarship. I would give anything to be in those shoes. I have student loans and my parents still have to pay for me in my education.
Matt, who said that?
Man, that was a tough one. Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose. Oh, man. Body blows. Mike's up against the corner, up against the ropes over here. Holy cow.
He's wobbling.
He's wobbling, man. He's light on his feet over here. He's about to go down, I think. Man, round
Mike,
one.
I know you're counting on 20 minutes here, but be easy on a guy.
Oh. Forget about Mike. I'm the one that's counting on 20 minutes over here, Matt. Come on. It's Friday.
Hey, we know you can talk, or I'm sure Marty's ready to hop back on.
Get Marty back on. There you go. Okay. I hope it's a tough one, Mike. We got some time to fill if it's not. Cut number three, Matt. Who said that?
If you think, oh, they got this, this is going to be easy, you will lose in this tournament. This thing is unpredictable. Like seed, who cares about seed now? Seeds don't matter. It's who's playing well.
Matt, for all the marbles, who said that?
Could I ask to hear it one more time?
Oh, please. Professional courtesy. One more time, Mike, with feeling. Matt, who said that?
If you think, oh, they got this, this is going to be easy, you will lose in this tournament. This thing is unpredictable. Like seed, who cares about seed now? Seeds don't matter. It's who's playing well.
Matt, who said that?
Man, that's a tough one. Let's go with Tom Izzo.
No. Oh, man. That was so, so close there. Mike was sweating bullets. Oh, Matt, that's fantastic. I mean, it was a great try. Valiant effort, my friend. It really was.
That was incredible, man.
That was. You were scared, weren't you?
I was sweating. That would have been the first time somebody's beat me on the first go.
Well, yeah, that, and then besides, you are the producer of the program, so if we're short, I'm turning to you going, where are we going with this thing?
Round two of Who Said That?
Get Marty on the Daniel's Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline.
Marty, rugby tackling, go.
There you go. Matt, man, appreciate that. Oh, so close. That opens it up for Robert. He joins us next here on ESPN Radio. How's it going, Robert?
How you doing, Bob?
We're doing great. So you know how we play the game, correct?
Yeah, man. Just tell Mike take it easy on me.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if he's going to listen to me, but here we go, Robert. Cut number one. Who said that?
The anime, they love it when the schools like Shiprock, Kirtland Central, West Las Vegas, Espanola, right. When they do well, they're going to bring the people. It's mm-hmm. very few Southern schools really travel that well. It's always that northwest corner and in northern New Mexico that has just a really good fan base.
All right, Robert, who said that?
I don't know, man. I can't follow Matt. I didn't hear that. I ain't got the slightest idea.
Northern New Mexico is the hint.
Man, I don't even have a guess.
All right, Robert. Appreciate you playing the game. I really do. You have a great, safe weekend, my friend. When the game's over, we'll go back and we'll give you the names of who said that, those that were missed. Okay, let's get Sal up into this bad boy. How's it going, Sal?
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
It's going well, my friend. You got any big plans this weekend?
Work on the house, run a little bit, usual.
Okay.
What about you?
I got some company in town this weekend. We're going to show them around a little bit. Maybe go out to Sky City tomorrow. Go out to Acoma.
All right, man.
Yeah, looking forward
Sounds
to that.
Fun.
It's always a good time when you go out there. I love going out to that place. All right, looks like the weather's going to be nice as well. So that's always good for Easter weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Sal, you know how we play the game. Here we go. Cut number one. Who said that?
It's a wolf pack. You know, you need to be able to go out to your wolf pack and call the little dog over and go kill him. And I love it.
Sal, who said that?
Dude, I couldn't catch that through my phone. Can I hear it again?
Yeah, sure. One more time with feeling, and phone is the operative word here, Sal. Here we go. Who said that?
It's a wolf pack. You know, you need to be able to go out to your wolf pack and call the little dog over and go kill him. And I love it.
Sal, who said that?
Shoot, Bob, I have no idea.
Okay, all right. That's a tough one. I think our first caller, first competitor, really made it tough on everybody else. I appreciate it, Sal, man. You have a great weekend out there. 994-1017 is the phone number if you'd like to play along with us. I see we've got a couple of open phone lines. It's a game we call Who Said That? You call in. We play a soundbite. If you get three in a row, you win a $50 gift certificate. Your choice, Nick and Jimmy's, El Patron, or Mykonos. 994-1017 is the phone number. Back to our next contestant. Tony's been on hold, but he joins us here in the locker room. How's it going, Tony?
I'm doing good. How are you, Bob?
Hey, man, I'm great. So let's see if you can win this $50 gift certificate, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Here we go, Tony. Cut number one. Who said that?
When you knew from the MMA, when you were done there, when you knew in your mind, I'm not going to fight anymore.
Tony, who said that?
Mike Golic.
Mike Golic, you are correct. Of course, he was talking to Ronda Rousey, and he said, hey, maybe in time, go back to fighting. And she said, I can't go back in time. Were you asking me if I can go back in time? Who are you?
So you heard correct. That.
Yep, that was pretty good. All right, Tony, cut number two. Who said that?
When you became such a big deal that when you lost, it's like the earth stopped spinning on its axis. And that's the part I chose to focus on after your loss in the UFC.
Tony, who said that?
Was that Max Kellerman?
It was. Tony, off and running. So he's gotten Golic and he's gotten Max Kellerman. Sounds like a loyal ESPN listener. Here we go, Tony. This is for the $50 gift certificate. Your choice, Nick and Jimmy's, El Patron or Mykonos. Cut number three, Mike. Here you go, Tony. Who said that?
And my boss, his name was Birger Nyberg. He's a Swedish guy. He, in 1963, he was the team manager of the 1963 Loyola team. And every year, we would have these Christmas parties, and he would invite all these players to the Christmas party.
Tony, who said that?
I know it's one of the guys on Saturday mornings, Fred and Marty. I'm going to go with Marty.
Woo! You are correct. Woo! We had him on the show in the last hour, so that was good on your part. Sounds like you're a loyal listener, and you catch that Saturday morning show at 9 o'clock, FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holtberg and Marty Watts. So you won, Tony.
Right on, man. Awesome.
Hey, you're awesome, man. We appreciate listening to the program. We really do, man. It means a lot to us, obviously, and for you to call in and get in and win, that's cool, man. So you hold tight. Mike will get y'all taken care of, but you got that $50 gift certificate, okay?
Great. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Tony. Really, really appreciate you, man. All right, so Nick and Jimmy's El Patron, Mykonos, he's got the $50 gift certificate, his choice. Those all three are award-winning restaurants. Mykonos features delicious Greek cuisine. They got the prime steaks, the fresh seafood, the homemade desserts. Oh, the rack of lamb is over there, too. The Greek sampler is pretty good. Mykonos, located at Eubank and Juan Thibault. And then El Patron Restaurant and Cantina, they serve traditional New Mexican dishes. You got to try their delicious enchiladas, the chili rellenos, carne adobada nachos, ooh. And it's a great place for happy hour out on the patio. El Patron, if you don't know, located on Montgomery and Morris up in the Northeast Heights. Nick and Jimmy's, something for everyone there, featuring the prime beef, fresh seafood, terrific salads, pasta, pizza, delicious green chili meatloaf. Nick and Jimmy's, located at Jefferson and I-25. You can dine with Nick, Jimmy, and Nadine at any of their family of restaurants. As I said, all three are terrific, fantastic, award-winning restaurants. That's Nick and Jimmy's, El Patron, and Mykonos. Try to do it every Friday during the 5 o'clock happy hour. Those that were missed, and these were tough, and I think Mike was scared during that first caller that almost ran the table there, first one in. Will Weber of the Santa Fe New Mexican, he was the one. You got that soundbite? You could play Will Weber talking about the state tournament?
The anime, they love it when the schools like Shiprock, Kirtland Central, West Las
Vegas. And then the other one was, and this was the phone was the word. That was the key for you. He's a caller, a frequent caller. Sometimes we've got to cut him off because he just rambles on. Lance.
Well, I think we need to carve him up and have a barbecue with them.
Yeah, there's Lance. So he was the one. Those were the two that were missed. John Calipari was also missed. Kentucky.
If you think, yeah. Oh, they got this. This is.
There you go. So there you go. Those were the ones that were missed if you were playing along, driving 100 miles an hour down Paseo in rush hour traffic. 994-1017 is the phone number. I am surprised this hasn't gotten a little more play, and that is this rule change, apparently with the helmet initiating contact, offensive, defensive players. The commissioner, I don't know if he's trying to calm the waters because I'm not sure how people feel about all of this, to be honest with you. The sense I get is that people think it's not going to be what the new rule says it's going to be, that they're not going to enforce the rule by the letter of the law. We will see. So that's going to be intrigue going into the new football season next fall. But listening to Roger Goodell, some of those guys that cover the NFL, it sounds like this is the direction they're heading in. We'll take a break. Coming up next, we'll hear from the commissioner who says NFL coaches, they fully support the new targeting rule. Yeah. Apparently, nobody's arguing with the commissioner and the rules committee and all of that. They're moving forward with this. So we'll hear from the commissioner. Love to hear from you. Your thoughts. Does this fundamentally, if they go by the letter of the law here, does this fundamentally change the game of football? 994-1017 is our number. It's the Locker Room on ESPN Radio, 1017 The Team.